Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special schus for Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, Simcha Ben Nechagitl, Shmuel Ben Yamin, Matishna Rachel Leah, and the Mishnah and Bav Metzia Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, we see that there's a p'tur of Baal of Imo. It says Baal of Imo lo Yishalim. The Gemara, there's a machlokas. If the din of Baal of Imo patters one from payment, even in an instance where the shoel, where the borrower was a poshea. What is the din of Baal of Imo? That means that if one borrows an object, let's say Reuven borrows an object from Shimon, and Shimon is working for Reuven, Baal of Imo, and then something happens to this object, so he doesn't have to pay. And the question is, let's say the show, let's say Reuven was poshea, does he have to pay the halacha? It was paskin in Tosfos, Tzadi, Hey Amit Aleph, Dimas Litmar, and the Rambam. Second paragraph, Shelah Bikadan Aloch Aleph, the Smag, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Mem Vav Sif Aleph. That Baal of Imo was said even about Pshia. There's a great question that was raised by the Chavos Yoyar at the end of Siman Reish Chof Gimel, Vinei Baguf Adin Tamati Kol Yamai Achar Shepikudi Hashem Yisharim Bekulam Nechoichim Betuv Tam Yisharim Lamotzoi Das. The Torah is so wonderful, it's so straight, it's so honest, it's so good. V'herich Bem Arambam and the Marin Avuchim and the third chelek, the yudalit klalim, amena yanku v'lachu chalaboyim achar v'tamei amitzvus v'nigle. So the Rambam is marich in the tamei amitzvus, how wonderful they are. So he says, I want to understand what's the time of this mitzvah. What's the time? I lent my friend Reuven my car, and now I'm working for Reuven, and I smash up the car. Is that fair? That now Reuven shouldn't, now he shouldn't have to pay me? Meshivra tachas tovala somish rami besosh dait mishle 17:13. Just because I lent him something and I'm working for him, should that pater him? And not only is he pater from regular nizaka, but he's even pater from pshia. So the Mefarshim were marich in the gedder of this p'tur of Pshia from Gedolei HaRishonim until the Achronim. Tosfos says in Bav Metzia Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph Dibur Maschil V'Nishal that She'ele B'Bailim there's no Svara l'p'tur. It's a Chiddush V'ein L'chabo El Chidusha. It's a Chiddush. And therefore you can't extend it any more than it's already have. That's what it means, Ein l'chabo l'chidusha. But she'ela b'baylim, that he's put there, there's no logic to it, we don't understand. There is, but we don't understand it. Ein l'chabo l'chidusha. The Chinuch writes, in Mitzvah Samech, Laseis tam l'fi apshat mikeven shabaylim, Sham Yishmur Huet Shalo, since the Bailim are there, he'll guard it. Vafo Pi Shashoel Pater, Afla Acha Shahochwa Bailim. And even if the Bailim aren't there anymore, the Shoel is still Pater, so he can't tell me that it's only because he's going to guard what belongs to him, because he's there. In other words, when I lend Reuven my car, so I'm around. Yeah, but even when I'm not around, even when if I'm not there, he's still Pater. Since B'Shas She'ela was there, Ef Shilataritz B'Zeh Shilaretz Tatar L'Sitzvam L'Shirim, the Torah didn't want to give Shiurim, make it sometimes yes, sometimes no. If the Bailim is there for a long time, then he's Pater. When he's there, when he's not, he's not. The Torah says, Derech Klal, Kol Sha Bailim Shem B'Shas She'ela Pater. It's all Taloi in the Tchila Se'inyan, like it says in Bav Metzia Tzadi Heyam Beis. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Whether he's with him B'Shaz She'ela in the Chuvis of the Shoel U'Meshiv or Yosef Shoel Natanzon Kamach Helek Aleph Simen Reis Samach He. He writes similarly Kol Atam De Tatar Tur Shmira B'Bailim Hu Mishum De Ein Hashmira Kol Kach Hazaka Al HaShoymer Shregam B'Bailim Imo. Since the Bailim are there, so then the Shoymer isn't going to guard it so much because the Bailim are with him. Similarly, it says the Gran Aderes Elio Shmos Chav Beis Yudalit, that the Bailim should have guarded it themselves. The Meshech Chachma doesn't understand this. He says, even if he's not around your Chayiv, even if he's not around, then the Shaul is Pater. And the answer is, like the Chinuch says, lo plug. The Torah made a blanket rule that Shaul Bebailim is always going to be Pater because of those instances where the Shaul is around. Another interesting reason, we see in the Tosfos HaShalem in the Chizkuni, Chumash Otzer Rishon, page Tav Kuf Yud Ches, Tav Kuf Yud Tes. That the reason for the Ptur is that the Mashiel sees that the Shaul wasn't Poshea, that he acted correctly. He borrowed it, he did what he was supposed to do when he borrowed it, which I don't really understand. We said that he's Pater even on Pshia, even if he sees he's Poshea. Similarly, the Ibn Ezra says that when it's Baal of Einimo, then he can say the Shoel that you were Machbed on my Behema, you put heavy burdens on it, that's why you caused damage. But if he sees, then he's not going to have such a Taina. Okay. Another reason, Sforno, original, Chavbez Yadalid, that stam mashil bekeruv das kazeh shel baal of imo is kenoy saint matana al menas sheyachzir bekeven shelo hisne sheyischayev bachrayus eino chayev lahachzir ela kishi nimseis be'ein. So if the mashil is baal of imo, if he's working for the shoel, he lends him his item and then he works for him, so that means they're very close. So that means that this is like a matana, almanas lahachzir, that essentially, because of their friendship, he's saying, you give it to me as it is. Give it to me be'ein. And if it's not around anymore, you're pater from achrayah, since they didn't make a tanai otherwise. As you can assume, that was what the original agreement was. Matana almanas shiachzir, just that, and nothing else. Rav Yehuda HaChassid writes that since the Baal HaBehema was working for the borrower, and if the Baal HaBehema has nezek to his own body, the borrower would be pater from payment. So since the borrower is pater for payment on the body of the mashiel, he's certainly going to be pater from payment on the item of the mashiel. Why? Because kol shekein, you can't have that gufo is more chaviv than mimono. You can't have that mimono is more chaviv than gufo. So if he's pater on the mamon, on the chayfetz, if he's pater on the guf, then he's certainly going to be pater on the mammon. So that's why he is pater on the chayfet, since he's pater on the guf of the shoel, of the mashiel, who's working for him if something happens. He's also pater on the object, so that he doesn't have to pay for the object and not for the person. So from this is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who's brought an Otzer Rishon on page Tav Kuf Yud Ches. So from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, it's mashma that there's no chiyuv shomer on the guf habaylim. However, the Mordechin Bav Metzia Shinun Tes argues, and he holds that there is a din shomer on the guf ha'adam, and if his shliach is nizok b'shlichuso, then he has to pay the nezek, and if he's taken captive, he has to redeem him. So So you see that there is a din of shmirah on the guf. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid said, listen, there's no din of shmirah on his guf, so you can't say there's a din of shmirah on his object. Mordechai says there is a din of shmirah on his guf. Ralbag Shmos Chof Beis Yudalad writes, Ki Adam Kshe Osem Aleches Acher Yitav Be'enav Lahanos Bala Melocha Kadei Shitin Lo Schar Me Amelocha Sasher Lo. If somebody does me a chesed, gives me some work to do, gives me some parnasa, then I'm going to want to repay him. I'm going to want to lend him my things. So I'm lending him my things, even though he's not Makabel Shemira. That's part of the deal. The Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir, in his shiur given in the Beis Medrash Beis Shalom in the third of Teves in the year Tavshin Ayin Vav, so we're talking only a few months ago, explains Bedas HaRambam in Shela B'Vikadon Perek Ches Halacha Beis that the Yisod Chi of Kol Parshas Shomrim is based on the fact that an object goes out of the Rishus Bailim and goes into the Rishus of the Shomer. And the Shomer is chayev to return to the Bailim what he received b'shas b'zman kabbalas hashmira. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, ki yitein ish el rei eyu, etc. lishmor, he gives it to his friend to guard. Meaning that the object is going out of the Rishus HaBailim into the Rishus of the Shomer. So it's going from Rishus A, Rishus Bailim, to Rishus B, the Rishus of the Shomer. And therefore, he's chayav be'onsim, even if he's not guilty, if he's a Shoel. Why? Because he's considered like the Bailim as far as loss is concerned. And therefore, the Bailim lost it. If he were the Bailim and he lost it, then he lost it. So here also it's considered that he lost it and now he has to replenish it. Because now he's bimkom ha-Bailim. And that's why the Arba Shomrim are enumerated in the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Dalid, in the Brisa of Rav Hoshaya, as one of the Yud Gimel Avos Nezikin. It's different than a Halva, Halva, Lohotza Nitna. What does it mean, Lohotza Nitna? Hufka Ba'alu Solagamre. It means that now I lend my friend $100. I don't own that $100 anymore. I owe him a completely different $100. But the Arba Shomrim, different. I have to return that very object. And if I didn't return that object, then I have to make sure that it's returned. That's my job as a shomer. I'm in place of the Bailim. So there are different levels of chiyuv. Obviously, if one is not a shoel, then he's not chayv on onsen. But whatever your chayv, it's a socher, gnev aveda, shomer sachar, if he's a shomer chinam, who's chayv on pshia. So each person, their own, what they're going to be chayv in, they are in place of the Bailim. And therefore, the hefseid, that's like a very high level of responsibility. The hefseid that is caused to the object has to be returned to the Bailim, because he's in place of the Bailim. So if he's a shoel, he could say, it wasn't my fault, it was an ones, but he still has to pay. Because just like the Bailim had to suffer the loss, it's like he suffered the loss now instead of the Bailim, and he's obligated to return that very object because he's bimkom ha-Bailim. And according to this, it's niflam el together b'tor balavima. Why? Because since the Shoel, let's say Shimon in our example, borrowed both Reuven and Reuven's car, so he doesn't have a shame Shoel on the car. Since Reuven is working for him, so you can't say that Shimon has a shame Bailim on Reuven's car, because he's borrowing Reuven and Reuven's car. So when he's Shoel and the Bailim with the object, what essentially is happening is that the object is tuffel to the person, to the Bailim. So the object never went out of the rishus of Reuven. Ah, so Shimon borrowed Reuven and Reuven's car, Reuven's horse. So you can't say that now Shimon is Bimkom Reuven and he's responsible for the horse. No. Because since he took Reuven with the horse, Reuven is still responsible for Reuven's horse. The Behema never left the Rishus of Reuven. And as long as the Behema never left the Rishus of Bailim, there's no Chiyuv of Parashas Shomrim, even Bipshia. Why? Because it never left the Bailim's Rishus. Because Reuven was borrowed by Shimon together with his car. So you can't say that the car now went into Shimon's Rishus. No, it's still in Reuven's Rishus. And even when the Bailim left, so it's still not in the Rishus of the Shomer, just the Bailim. Reuven went home, but now he's letting Shimon continue to use the object. And that's why it says in B'Metzia 99a that the Shol is Mischayiv Ba'onsin from the moment of the Shela, even though the Mashiel can still change his mind. Explains Tosfos that the Shoa, once he does Meshicha L'das HaBailim, it's as if he used it. So even before he actually used it, the Meshicha itself is as if he uses it. So that Meshicha already took the object out of the other person's Rishus. So he's Bimkom. Now he's Bimkom that person. It went into his Rishus. But again, if it's B'Bailim, then it never went out of the Rishus of the original Bailim. And therefore the Shoa is Pater. And we also have the Shita of the Yerushalmi, Shavuos, Perakres, Halacha Aleph, that brings an opinion that holds that the Shomer of Bailavimo is Pater even from Shavuos HaShomrim. It was not only is he Pater from Tashlumei Nezek, he's even Pater from all Chiyuvei Shomer. Why? Because he never became a proper Shomer and never left the other person's Rishus. So obviously, this is a Sugya Rechova V'Gedola Ad L'Me'od Me'od Me'od. And we just wanted to give you a taste, and we should be zochel lilmodu lelamed lishma v'lasas ulakaymus kol divrei tzamot derasa bi'ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.